This is Solidarity News on Radio Labour.
This is a Radio Labour report recorded on Wednesday, October 21st, 2020. I'm Mark Boulanger. The United States is trying to extradite Julian Assange, the founder of WikiLeaks, from the United Kingdom. U.S. government lawyers say Mr. Assange, an Australian citizen, illegally obtained and published classified information related to the U.S. wars in Iraq and Afghanistan. The charges include accusations that he worked with Chelsea Manning to hack computers and spread classified documents. To find out more about the extradition and the hearings which were held in early September, I talked to Tim Dawson. Mr. Dawson is a member of the National Executive of the National Union of Journalists in Britain and Ireland. He attended the extradition hearings on behalf of the NUJ and the International Federation of Journalists. I began my conversation with Mr. Dawson by asking him why the extradition of Julian Assange is an issue for journalists.
Because the successful prosecution of Julian Assange would have the effect of criminalising journalism. Let me explain why that is. To understand this, you need to look at the what's known as the second superseding indictment of Julian Assange. So this is where the United States sets out the terms on which it wishes to prosecute Mr. Assange. These are all in the US Espionage Act of 1917, which is a very vague and quite a notorious piece of legislation for persecuting progressives and working class organizers and trade unionists. And within the terms of this act, it defines what it seeks to prosecute Assange for, which is effectively nurturing a contact who he hopes to obtain information from and helping that contact to locate information that he thinks might be of use and providing advice on how he might sidestep the security of the computer network from which he's going to take that information. Now, those actions are ones that thousands of investigative journalists will have performed many, many times. They are the actions of somebody locating and coaching a source, somebody who has recognized illegality or immorality within an organization that they're working for and helping them to provide that information for journalistic purposes. So in a way, whether you think Julian Assange is a journalist or an activist or whatever, doesn't really matter because it's the actions that he took which are journalistic for which the US is trying to prosecute him. And if they are successful, it will mean that anybody engaging in that kind of work with classified material would be at risk of prosecution by the US, which is a frankly terrifying prospect.
Was there anything new learned at the extradition hearings?
Well, they went on for 5 weeks, so we got through a great deal of material. Not all of it was new, but there were some things which nobody had heard before. Some of the most distressing were about Julian Assange's mental and physical health. Since his arrest something over a year ago, and his incarceration in a high-security prison in Britain, he spent many months in what the prison authorities describe as healthcare, but what has the effect of being solitary confinement. And it's very clear from four or five doctors and psychiatrists' reports that during that period of solitary confinement, he really went very badly backwards in terms of his mental health and his physical health. We learned a lot about the US penal system in which it's likely he would be held if he is prosecuted, and to be honest, from British ears, they're quite chilling. It's quite normal within the supermax in Colorado, where it's likely he would be held if successfully prosecuted, for prisoners to be kept in isolation for, well, to be kept in their cells for 23 hours a day, and only to be allowed out of their cells at times of day and night that are, you know, 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning, and never allowed to see other prisoners at all.
This has been the first in a two-part series about the Julian Assange extradition hearings. And that's it. International labor news you can use. You can find our features and daily newscasts on our website at radiolabor.net. Thank you for listening. And remember, it's all about global solidarity.